Hot 105 with us this morning. We have State Senator District 31, Senator Chris Smith. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Rodney.
Thank you, Senator, for checking in with us. You're up in Tallahassee. The legislative session is ongoing right now, about 2 weeks left. And let's talk about a couple of issues. Last time we talked about Stand Your Ground Law and how it's going to impact our community. It was going to be put on steroids. What was the development?
Yes, luckily in the House of Representatives, they were able to stop the bill over there. What it would have done is expand Stand Your Ground so it would be harder to convict someone for killing someone and claiming Stand Your Ground. But luckily, the House of Representatives were able to kill that bill.
Okay, let's transition to the topic of the open carry, where you're able to carry your firearm on you on campuses and things like that. What's the development?
Yes, well, luckily, the Senate was able to kill those bills. And it was a bill to allow guns on campus as well as just carry guns on your hip. Senator Miguel Diaz de la Patilla out of Miami was able to hold those bills in his committee, effectively killing them in the Senate.
Very good. And let's talk about health care. We don't have Obamacare in the state of Florida. Oftentimes, if you go to a hospital, whether you have Obamacare or your own insurance, certain services weren't covered by your insurance, and you'll be getting these astronomical bills, and this was a pain and a hardship for a lot of individuals.
Well, that's an issue, Rodney, that you brought up at my first visit, and I went and researched it a little more, and we were able to put some legislation in to make sure that people get direct billing and get correct billing, exactly how much they're being charged, who they're being charged from, and what they're responsible for. And so that bill is moving through the legislature, and that is a direct result because of your listeners that have been calling us to get that done. People were getting bills from a third party that was outside of their insurance, and we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars. Something that can put someone in a financial hole. We're bringing all that in into one bill and letting people know up front, and also disallowing some of those outside groups to charge separately like that.
Now, another issue that was concerned to our listeners was alimony, the way alimony in Florida is going to change.
Yes, there's a bill that's going through the system now that takes away permanent alimony. It gives a definite time frame if you're divorced and you're paying alimony. And it also dealt with the custody of children. Start off where it's equal. So judges now have to start thinking it's equal time amongst the man and the woman, and then you can adjust it back and forth. But it's really putting in statute that it has to start at an equal time, and then you have to argue if your spouse or your other person shouldn't have as much time.
Now, that bill has passed in the Florida Senate,
and now it's being considered in the House.
So that brings fairness to the alimony process. Now, let's talk about gambling, gaming. The Seminoles and the governor have not seen eye to eye, and other paramutuals want to get in on the action.
Yes, the governor did his compact with the Seminoles, and as the legislature, we have to ratify that. What is coming now is everything else. So it's not only the bill that's going through is dealing with the Seminole compact, but it's dealing with every dog track and highline, every horse track, and every kind of gaming around the state. It's a big bill with a lot of issues, and as I said before, because it has so many issues in it, I doubt it's able to be completed this year. But everything is on the table: expanding gaming, allowing slots in different places, allowing card tables in different places. There's a whole lot being discussed and a whole lot of expansion of gambling, and because of that, I'm not sure it's going to make it through the system this year.
Another issue that you have to deal with is the death penalty in Florida. The U.S. Supreme Court said our death penalty was unconstitutional.
The Supreme Court ruled that our death penalty was unconstitutional because judges were deciding death penalty. Now we have to go back and put it in the hands of the jury. The discussion has been whether the jury has to be unanimous or a 10-2 decision to give someone the death penalty. It looks like the compromise between the Senate and the House is going to be a 10-2 decision by a jury will be able to put someone to death.
So hopefully that law will be done in this legislative session. Another thing we talked about was Amendment 1 because we're running out of fresh drinking water, and this was to save water and make water resources available, but it didn't quite turn out that way.
When voters went out and voted for Amendment 1, they thought that the money would be used to buy land and reclaim land and more naturally get our water quality better. But there's those in the legislature that feel that spending money on any type of water project counts. I've been fighting against that, and I think what's going to happen is we're going to wind up in court because I don't think that's what the voters intended when they directed us to buy more land and naturally reclaim water.
That is our legislative update, finding out what's happening in session in Tallahassee. We're speaking to State Senator Christopher Smith. Thank you for the update.
Thank you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.